Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm so loud. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on.
Come into your homes this morning. Come on, let's give God the praise that's due to him this morning. Amen. So we bless and praise God. Hallelujah. How he kept us on last night. How he kept our family. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am sold out. Can you honestly say you sold out for Jesus? Amen. Praise God. No matter what comes your way, no matter what temptation comes your way, praise God, you have to fight through it, Lord Jesus. Come on, somebody. I am sold out for the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I ain't tired yet. Hallelujah. So thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. For that song, I am sold out by the one and only, amen, Hezekiah Walker. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. And let us see what the Lord going to do today. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Calvin McNeil this morning. Amen. And I'm excited to share with you, praise God, on today. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name, Father God, for who you are in our lives, oh God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We ask God in the name of Jesus, yet the most shunda, that you move by your power, God, today. Your power divine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you touch us right now, God, from the crown of our head, God, to the very sole of our feet, God, on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for, yes, Holy Ghost, a supernatural miracle to take place on this line today, Father God, that somebody's life will be healed, somebody's life will be delivered, God, and somebody will be set free, God, and somebody will walk in the prosperity that you have called them to walk in, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that, God, the song says we are sold out, God, no matter what comes our way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray a special blessing, oh yes, Holy Ghost, to be upon thy people, God, this morning, Lord God, resurrected power, revive us, oh God, revive us, oh God, yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, we need a resurrection on the inside of us, God, oh yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, oh God, some been going through all week, God, but I know that you're well able, God, to touch right now, because God, you said distance is not a barrier, God, so I speak in the power of the Holy Ghost right now, God, over your people, God, today. Now, God, I'm asking for you to send your wisdom. Yes, Holy Ghost. Send your Holy Ghost power upon me today, God. Speak through me today, God. Let them hear you and not me, God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Ghost, I pray for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of greater revelation and the spirit of prophecy to come upon me right now. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on today. Today, y'all, I want to talk about, amen, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Glory to God. That is my title today as God was ministering to my spirit on this week. Amen. Praise God. And I'm always praying and asking God, like, what's the title, God? What's this, you know, the sermon, God? And he said, tell the people, how bad do you want it? Amen. Praise God. I want you to go with me this morning to Isaiah 54. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to verses 1 through 8, and then I'm going to skip down to verse number 17. How bad do you want it this morning, y'all? Come on. Let's go with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Starting at verse number 1. It says, O barren, you who have not borne, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the deathless than the children of the married woman, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. He said, do not spare. Lengthen your cord and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nation and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Do not fear. For you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced. For you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. The Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says the Lord. For a mere moment I have forsaken you. Oh, my God, I give you the glory. But with great mercy, I will gather you. With a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Come on, go with me to verse number 17. This is going to kick it off. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Today, how bad do you want it? How bad? No one gets to where God wants them to be without a fight. I want you to know, get your boxing gloves on, y'all. If you are going to come to a place where God is calling you, you got to understand that you are in for a fight. But know that with God, you can break out of the enemy's grasp. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm breaking out, I'm breaking out, I'm breaking out. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, according to the host. I have lived long enough to appreciate the fact that any time that you are trying to go to a new place or a new level in your life and the enemy comes against you, come on, somebody, you will tend to exercise or get the instincts to hold on to everything you can. But you cannot fill your hands with the new if your hands are still occupied with the old. Somebody said, let it go, let it go, let it go. Come on, let it go. You can't hold on to the old things and expect the new things to take place in your life. Ah, come on, somebody say, God, wipe the slate clean for me today, praise God. Hallelujah. There are some things that you just need to let go of. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, the Israelites are being wonderfully persuaded by God after a bitter exile to recover themselves psychologically. With the influence and their experience that they went through. I don't know if you have or have not experienced real battles in your life. I don't know. Praise God, but we all had some battles that we had to fight in our lives. Amen. Praise God. But one thing that I have learned about the battles is that one can never go into battle without coming out with some scars. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It reminds me, amen. Praise God. As me and my husband was watching a movie, and I was beginning to read the word of the Lord and how he said that when Batman, we watching Batman and Robin. Yes, we do watch TV. We do have fun together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we was watching Batman and Robin, praise God, the animated version of it. And he told, Batman told Robin not to go into the battle with the Joker, praise God, hallelujah, because you will lose that battle, praise God, hallelujah. And then come, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. But Robin goes in anyway. He didn't pay attention, amen, to what he was saying, praise God. So Batman man had to go in to rescue him. And my husband said, well, if he's carrying him out, where is the scars? There's nothing wrong with him, praise God. But we got to understand, praise God, that sometimes that when we go into battle, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that sometimes we come out with some kind of scars in our lives that remind us that we've been in the battle. But somebody say, I might be in a battle, I might come out with some scars, but I'm coming out victorious. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And it's here that God is endowing to overcome their sense of perception with faith. Amen. Sometimes God has to rearrange some things in our mind, and praise God, hallelujah, because the battle sometimes gets so intense. Amen. Because the tense and alarming battle that they fought while in exile. If you notice, praise God, in chapter 52, verses 1 and 2, he declares, awake, awake, and put on your strength, O Zion. And he said, awake, awake, and put on your strength, O church. Amen. Praise God. Whatever your name is, praise God, you are the church. So God says, awake, 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 and put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Come on, somebody. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Praise God. He says, shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of the neck, O captive. Daughter of Zion, loose yourself. Come on, somebody. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. They have a battle because they were being completely controlled and overrun by nations that did not worship their God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They went through some stuff. And then sometimes, praise God, we got to know that sometimes God even puts us in a place, amen, where people say they love the Lord, praise God, and they talk about God, but they're the enemy of the, oh yes, Holy Ghost, of your own home sometimes, praise God, they come against you. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, praise God. So there, sometimes, praise God, even in the church, praise God, you got the enemy in the church, you got the enemy of your household, you got the enemy on the outside, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But God says, shake yourself from the dust. Arise, O Jerusalem. Daughters of Zion, arise. Men of faith, arise. Because the battle is being controlled by some people. But God says, amen, in his word that he will overcome and he will overturn some things for you. But how bad do you want it? How bad? How bad? In this chapter 53, the prophet is crying out to them. And from the question, who will believe our report? The prophet is crying out, are you going to believe the report of the Lord? And you sense then that the Lord is doing his best to arouse in them that faith again, praise God. Some of us, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, has been through some serious battle. And so God has to come in, praise God, and recondition our minds. And because sometimes when you are in faith or in expectation or you have been hurt, amen, praise God, it's easy. It's not easy. Come on, somebody, to just wake up and take charge again. But I speak to your spirit today that you will wake up. Yes, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, no matter what battle that you're going through, that you will wake up, praise God. No matter what hurt that you went through, you will wake up. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Something has to change within the mindset. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I speak to the mind today. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So I speak the mind of Christ over us today. Yes, Holy Spirit, that we will breathe. Yes, God. The gospel, we will breathe. Yes, God. I thank you, Lord God. In the things of God, yes, Holy Ghost, something has to change. Psychology. Somebody say, my mindset has to change. Come on, somebody. But the greatest challenge seems to be in chapter 54. It is here that he wants to revive them and to bring them again to a place of power. Somebody shout right there, praise God. It is the place of power that God wants to bless you. Oh, come on, somebody. I want somebody to know that the power that God has invested in you is in you, praise God. You got to resurrect the power that God put on the inside of you. When I begin to look up the power, strength of mind. Come on, somebody. Power in his or her faith. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And a strength that does not depend on the outward things. Yes, God, I thank you. Power, the power's ability to influence or change the outcome of something. God is giving you power today. Somebody say, I receive power. Amen. You are packing power today. Praise God. You have to exercise the power that God has in you. Praise God. How bad do you want it, saith the Lord thy God. If anybody's going to get anywhere in the term of advancing forward towards God-given destiny and destination, they must understand that they will inevitably encounter some battles. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm going to be an overcomer. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And it should be, because no one gets to where God wants them to be without a fight. Nobody. I'm talking to everybody on this line today. We all don't get to a place, amen, praise God. You know the destiny that God has for you, praise God. And I'm going to share, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, if you want to get to where God has for you, praise God, there are some battles that you have to fight. There are some people that you got to let go. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. Nobody, look at someone and say, nobody. Tap somebody and say, no one. High five somebody and say, no one. Praise God, nobody gets to where God wants them to go without a battle. Oh, come on, somebody. The worst thing I can see, praise God, in my life is a man that runs from the battle. That is the most cowardice man I ever seen in my life. I know God didn't make cowards. I know that God didn't make coward women. I know God made women and men to fight the battles. Amen. Every time something come up, you gotta run. That's a runner. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that every battle that comes our way, that we will stand for God. We will deal with it, praise God. We will not run no more. We will not have Jonah feast, amen. I bind up the spirit of a Jonah, praise God, that runs daily, amen, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. No more running. Face the battle. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Nobody. And coming out of Egypt was the first battle that God's people, the Israelite, encounter. If one is going to come in tomorrow's blessing, come on, I want to talk to us today. They must first come out of today's curses. Oh, come on, somebody. There are some things in our lives that we got to rebuke and curse in the name of Jesus, that they will not come back. And that's why I always pray, every demon of my past will not cross over into my future in the name of Jesus. So I speak the same thing over your life in the name of Jesus. The enemy of your past will not cross over into your future in the name of Jesus. If you're going to walk into victory that God has already established for those who walk uprightly before him, hear the word of the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. The ones that God has established to those who walk uprightly before him, you must walk boldly and willing to shake off some things and even some people. You must break loose from the fetters of your past. Somebody shout with me this morning. They started this way. And it is critical to see that they had to battle their way out of Egypt. You're not the first one that's battling. Go back and read the Bible. Oh, they got perfect examples. Amen. Praise God. If we truly read and get into the spirit of the living God and read the word of God, we are not the only ones to battle. My God, I give you the glory. You are not the only one that's going through something. Yes, Holy Spirit. There are some people, there's a great cloud of witnesses. In the Bible, my God, I give you the glory. They had to fight. Come on, somebody. To get the place of blessing. Somebody say, they had to fight to get the place of blessing. And I'm not talking about a physical fight with your hands. I'm talking about getting on your knees. I'm talking about laying before the Lord until he delivers. I'm talking about glory to God, fasting and praying. You've got to fight to get where God has for you to get. Sometimes, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. We do not fight against, yes, Holy Spirit. We fight against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this age. We do not fight against the people that stand before us. It is the spirit that's in them, and you have to pray for the spirit to break out of them in the name of Jesus. We so quick to want to hit and curse and all this stuff, praise God, but we got to fight the battles that God has equipped us to have. He's given us the power of prayer, and you take authority over that demon, and God, yes, Holy Spirit, and a lot of you do it the wrong way. Sometimes you go to the person, praise God, I rebuke the devil in you. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you alarm the devil, praise God, but how many know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, sometimes a silent prayer right before this place can shut it down, and I'm here today to tell you to shut it down. Shut it down, shut it down. The enemy of your home, shut it down. The enemy on the outside, shut it down. Oh, come on, somebody. You're going to have to fight to get what God has for you sometime. Oh, come on, get the gloves on, get the gloves on. How bad do you want it? My God, I give you the glory. There is always something else in the way. And so those of you that have signed on, and you didn't think, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, that you had to fight. I'm giving you notice today that for you to move to the next level, to get to the place of spiritual peace, emotional joy, financial blessing, even psychologically, hallelujah, good health, you're going to have to fight sometimes. Oh, Holy Ghost, I give you the glory. It is critical because not only do you have to fight, come on, somebody, but you have to press before your miracle. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. Somebody say, press, press, press. You know why God is giving you this message today, praise God? Because you are on the brink of your miracle. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And the enemy wants to do everything that he can to do, praise God. He's even trying to throw the kitchen sink at you, praise God. Yes, but I'm here today to tell you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, you're going to make it to the other side. Yes, God, I give you the glory. Somebody shout right there, praise God. I'm on the brink of my miracle. That's why my fight has gotten so intense. And the enemy wants you to give up. But I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me that you will keep on keeping on, that you will press, press, press. The Bible says the woman with the issue of blood, she had to press her way to get her breakthrough. You have to expect to need before deliverance to come, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You have to expect to need before your deliverance come because only hunger and thirst shall be filled. You got to want it bad enough. Amen. Praise God. And the battle was not always the battle that you know are coming. Oh, yes, I'm not saying. How many know, praise God, that's Holy Spirit? My words today, and we be talking, and my husband said, we didn't see that coming. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the battle that we get, praise God, we did not see it coming. How many know, praise God? How many been there, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. The battle, the battle, the battle. were not always a battle that you know are coming. There are some battles that simply ambush you along the way. I remember Israel having to face the Amalekites and the ambush that they threw right at them. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. And sometimes you have to go, and sometimes you have got to fight where you least expect it. Come on, somebody. Where you think it's all together and it's all fixed. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, and then they had to battle in Canaan, the place of God's promise. How many know, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we feel so blessed. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God began to bless us. He began to pour out his spirit upon us. He began to bless us prosperity. Yes, in our health, and whatever it may be. Fill our cabinets, bless our children. Praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But even in Canaan, they had to fight. They had to fight in the promised land. They had to fight the Hittites. They had to fight the Jebusites. They had to, oh yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The Harbites. They had to fight the Philistines and the Moabites. They were always fighting. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. Even in the promises sometimes, praise God, we still have to fight until God give us rest. You are on the break of your breakthrough. You are on the break, amen, of the blessings. And that's why the fire has been turned up. That's why people are coming against you. That's why, praise God, you're being talked about. That's why your name is being scandalized. And that's why the enemy wants to push you back in the streets, because you are on the brink of something miracle happening in your life. And that's what he's doing, praise God. But I'm here to tell you today, how bad do you want it, saith the Lord thy God. You got to keep pushing. Be like the woman with the issue of blood. No matter what they do, praise God, you have to touch the hem of his garment, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Oh, glory to God, glory to God. His disciple says, I don't know who touched you. You see all these people around you. Who thronged me, praise God? You see the crowd that's coming, praise God. You see the crowd around us, praise God. But something touched Jesus that made him react, praise God. So I'm here today to tell you, praise God, to let Jesus react to your faith, praise God. You're going to press on, and you're going to touch the hem of his garment, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, no matter what you're fighting, no matter what God is doing in your life, praise God, you're going to win, because the fight is, somebody shout right there, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give God the glory. You're on the brink of your breakthrough. That's why the enemy's raging. That's why he's trying to shut you down. That's why he's trying to make you move out of position. That's why, praise God, he's speaking to your mind. But I speak today as a prophet of God today. My God, I give you the glory. That God will shield your mind. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. That God will fortify you to keep on pushing on. That God will bless you to know, glory to God, who you are in the kingdom of God. The enemy wouldn't be fighting you so much if he did not know who you was and what you're getting ready to accomplish and what you're getting ready to have. He wouldn't be fighting you as a double shanda the way he was. Amen. Some of you, praise God. God has put in your hand to deliver a nation. And so the enemy comes. He tried to shut you down. My God, I give you the glory. Because he knows the anointing. He knows the appointment, praise God, that God has put upon your head. And he knows, praise God, if I let them go, they're going to do something great for the kingdom. But I decree, declare today that you will push on, that you will go get that nation, that you will be blessed, that you will stand, that you will be fortified. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, today. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Come with me today. How bad do we want it today? My God, I give you glory. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So not only do you have to fight to get your blessing, you have to fight to keep it and maintain your blessing. Because Satan is not sitting around here and desiring you to have anything that God has designed for you to have. He don't want you to have it. Come on, somebody. But how many know that he's not greater than God? Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. You got to know who your God is and what he can do. Come on, somebody. Come on and give God the glory. Yes, Holy Ghost. And whenever he sent the anointing that God has put on your life and that God is getting ready to move, and that God is getting ready to lift you to the next level, and that God is getting ready to move some things out of your way, you got to be ready to fight. Somebody say, help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you today. Oh, come on, give God the glory, give God the glory, give God the glory, give God the glory. God is moving by his mighty power. Yes, Holy Spirit. He is going to do what he say he is going to do. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, in spite of me. God is going to do it. Yes, he brought me this far, and he's not going to leave me. Somebody shout right there, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. How bad do you want it? I'm going to go to a song, and I'll be right back. Glory to his name. Keep on praising him. Keep on lifting him up. We are on the brink of our miracle, and I want to help you today, praise God. And I'm helping myself today. I'm preaching myself happy today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God.
Every teeth, I don't dot every eye. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am and who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes. Found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every sun, every song, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me, oh, in spite of me. Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a gun. I do it all by myself. I won't ask for help, and sometimes my mother's smart. I can be insecure.
Some praise, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. In spite of me, amen, he still loves me. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself this morning. In spite of me, praise God, hallelujah, he still chose us. Come on, Hamasanda, never gave up on you. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. We might give up on Jesus, but he'll never give up on us. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in spite of me, yes, God, how bad do you want it today? Help me, Holy Ghost, today, praise God, hallelujah. The struggle continues, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because the Israelites failed to continue to trust God. I want you to trust God no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what people do to you, praise God, hallelujah. You got to trust the living God, amen. He holds all power in his hands. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. Ah, glory to God. And they had the struggle within themselves. Come on, that's the thing we don't want to talk about, praise God. Sometimes it's a battle within, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Not only did they have to fight the outside battles, but they had to fight the battle that raged on the inside. Ah, glory to God. Will the enemy win or will God win? Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. How much power do you have on the inside that you will win that battle that rage on the inside of you? Amen. Praise God. And because they had leaders who erred and were envious, come on, my God, I give you the glory. And injustice, greed, and idolatry had become and became the order of the day, praise God. They had to fight within themselves to give God the praise due to his name and not take God praise and give it to another god named Baal. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. How many of us give the praises to the cars and all that other kind of stuff? You better give God the praise to God, the Bushanda. Give God the praise, y'all. They had to fight to not become like the folks that they had conquered. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Like the folks who were around them, because sometimes when God moves you to another level, instead of remembering how and why he did it for you, you try to act like somebody that really not. Come on, you can't act like, praise God. When God blesses you, stay humble in the Lord, praise God. Don't act act like you somebody bigger than God. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, it's not your failure that gives you your biggest trouble. Sometimes it's your success that gives you more trouble than your failures ever gave you. So we got to be careful in the spirit of the living God. They had to fight within themselves because they had isolated God, and they would worship him nor serve him as they should. Amen. Praise God. And because they wouldn't worship nor serve him as they should, he withdrew from them. Praise God. And they ended up now in frustration. They ended up suffering for failures of their fathers. I come on, somebody, I give God the glory. They ended up because they would not rise up standard that God had required. Come on, somebody, I want to talk to you today. God does not want us to live in poverty. That's our forefathers. Sometimes, praise God, back in the day, praise God, they worked so hard, but they still gained little. They went from paycheck to paycheck, being a tail instead of the head. Yes, Holy Spirit. He didn't want us to be satisfied with where we are living beneath our means. He wants us to live in prosperity, peace, and joy, the place of good and plenty. I want to talk to us today. He will, yes, Holy Ghost. We will own and not rent. Somebody shout right there. We will be the head and not the tail. Come on, somebody. You got to fight for your blessings. The leader and not the borrower. Come on, you're going to be the lender and not the borrower. You're going to be the leader. Oh, come on, somebody. Our forefathers worked hard and was given little. We turned the tables now. We are turning the tables. Somebody say we are turning the tables now. We move into a greater, receive greater in Jesus' name. We break the yoke of sickness. Come on, somebody. We got to break these yokes. Amen. We got to go in battle. We have to know what we're fighting against. We have to know the strategy that God has given us. We break the yokes of not enough. We break the yokes of barrenness. We break the yokes, amen, of a backward spirit. We break the yokes today, and we call forth the anointing of God to come upon us today to break every yoke. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And then they move into compromise. Don't do it. They allow other nations and what other nations seem to have and compromise their standards towards God. Please understand that whatever standard that God does to bring you where you are, you better continue to maintain that standard. Don't allow other people, oh, come on, somebody, to seep in and to pull you away from what you know and what got you the blessing. God fought for you. He fought for me. Oh, come on, somebody. God made a way for you. He made a way for me. It was the prayers that got me and got you to where you are today. In meditating on the word and lifting up the name of Jesus, come on, somebody. You should never allow yourself to forget what got you to where you are in that place with God. Don't forget your worship with God. Don't care how big you get or how much you think you have and how you think you got it going on. Don't you dare forget the worship of God that brought you over. Don't forget how to throw your hands up in his glory. Don't care how powerful you get. Give him the praises. Somebody say, give him the praises. Don't care how much juice that you think that you now have. The anointing, the power. Oh, come on, somebody. You better know that if God steps back just a moment, the devil will step in and waste everything that God and everything that you have that God has given you. They will make an alliance with other nations that have rejected God. And God told them, I am the one that you need. Oh, come on, so I want to talk to us today. He is the one that we need. I am the one that will give you victory. I am the one that you must seek. But Israel ignored the prophet and ignored the voice of God and made alliance with the enemy. Look at them now. They have ended up in captivity again. But instead of being taken by Egypt, They are now taken by Babylon. They have, yes, Holy Spirit, have you ever been there? Oh, come on, somebody. You know that it was God that brought you from a mighty long way. You know that it was God that proved himself to be your source and every gift. Oh, come on. We talked about last week, praise God, let God be your bridge over troubled water. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, your shelter in the time of a storm. Your way maker who somehow that you cannot explain made a way out of nowhere. Your rock in a weary land. Your friend when you was friendless. He was your bomb in Gilead. Oh, come on, somebody. Your bomb in your hellfire fire. Come on, somebody. But he is the bomb in Gilead. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. Your mind regulator, the one who kept your mind right when all hell broke through in your life. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord today. Oh, he is a mind regulator. When all hell that you were going through was threatened to blow your mental gasket. Oh, come on, somebody. He was right there for you. Come on, somebody. I tell everybody from this day, if it wasn't for God holding me up, if it wasn't for the Lord, praise God, all the stuff that I had to go through. Everybody got a pass, but we all went through some stuff, and everybody can't handle everything. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'll probably be on the 13th floor, but somebody just tie me up, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been there, praise God? And yet he brought you out of hell, of your past, captivity, and yet although he has given you victory over things that were trying to destroy you, what did we do? Just like the Israelite in the text, our head got too big. Come on, somebody. We can't get that way no more. We forgot about the battle that was on the inside of us, that monster that called the flesh that fights the spirit. Come on, somebody. Oh, come on. I want to talk about that flesh. We got to beat that flesh down. That flesh wants you to cuss people out. That flesh wants you to, it wants you to do all matters of evil. It wants you to do things, amen, that you don't even want to do, that you don't even want to talk about. But I'm here today, praise God, to beat that monster down. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. That fleshly thing, praise God, that fights against the spirit, that thing that inspires, that internal battle, the battle on the inside that causes us now to put our issues before his will, amen, praise God, in our lives, amen. The battle on the inside that causes us to struggle to worship him and to serve him, the battle that's on the inside of us that makes us say one thing to him and do another. Oh, come on, I want to talk to us today, praise God. You are close to your blessing. I don't want you to miss your blessing. God said, how bad do you want it? Are you willing to lay the things aside? Look at them now because they have minimized the God of glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, and maximize themselves. God has like a husband and whose wife has broken his heart and separated from them. Look at them now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, that's not going to be me, praise God. Yes, God. Yes, God. They have left God and God has left them. The enemy on the inside of them has proven to be the source of their undoing. Their false pride has given them over to Babylon, the invader. Don't let the invader come in your life, praise God. That is the enemy, the enemy, the enemy, the enemy that wants to destroy what God is getting ready to do. Their faithlessness to God has given them over to Nebuchadnezzar, their oppressor. Their idolatry by which they put their relationships and things in the place of God has now become the source of their agony. Look at them, praise God. But I love the Lord because he always turns things around, praise God. Once prosperous and powerful, and now they were beaten, battered, and bruised by the enemy that gotten in because their hard heads and their hard heart has angered God and driven him away. We find a few interesting things to speak about today. Ah, come on, somebody. The disgrace, amen. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. But God says in the word, he said, I will not let you be ashamed. But she will prosper. Israel will prosper. You will prosper. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:1-3, in Israel, a barren woman was disgraced, for children aided in the family's chores and helped the parents in old age. Israel was like a woman who had no children and was therefore in continual state of mourning. But God, somebody said, but and God is gathering us back. The Lord will gather Israel the way that man would take his wife back. The nation needs to have fear, praise God. The disgrace, for she is no longer destined and helpless like a widow. God is like a husband. Oh, come on, somebody. We know the Hosea, amen, because praise God that she went backslided. She went back in the world, praise God. And God told her, even though she was a whoremonger, yes, Holy Spirit, he told Hosea, go back and get her. God will take you back as his wife. She's unfaithful and backslidden, but, somebody say, but, that couldn't break God's love and commitment for her. Oh, come on, somebody say, God has security. Our nation, no nation will be allowed to defeat Israel because Lord has decreed nation rise and fall on the basis of his word. Oh, come on, nation rise and fall on the basis of God's word. In the past, he allowed the destroyer of Babylon to overcome his people, but this will never occur in your life. Oh, come on, I'm talking to you today. Peace and safety are the heritage of those who trust in the Lord. And if you are a child of God, and this applies to you as well, if you are trusting Christ Jesus, know that no weapon, somebody shout with me today, no weapon that comes against you will prosper. Oh, come on, somebody, I want to talk to you. Look at the heart of God. Israel got cocky, but God comforted them. Israel got weak, but God showed up strong in their lives. Amen, praise God. Somebody shout, God is going to show up in my life. Israel's spirit was devastated, but God brought the revival. Oh, come on, I want to talk to us today. There shall be revival within our spirit. Revive us, oh God. Revive us, oh God. Revive us again, oh God. That's what happens when we trust in our King. He is the doorway to deliverance. Somebody shout with me. He is the doorway of deliverance. He is the pathway to peace. He is the key to knowledge. I want to talk to us today. He is the wellspring of wisdom. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. Oh, come on, somebody. He is the gateway of glory. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. He reigns in righteousness. He is indomitable. Shanda. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Oh, come on, I want to talk to us. No wonder do we know him. Just as the text declared, I too made some choices. Come on, somebody. I made some choices in my life, but I had to get myself together. Yes, hold it up, Oshanda. Somebody shout right there, praise God. Oh, God is not going to let us go further until he deal with us. He's going to send a revival within us. Glory to God. We are the first one to partake of revival, but blessed be to God. He never gives up on us. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, he saved me. Now he has redeemed me. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Now he made a way out of nowhere. I want you to talk to me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I'm breaking out of despair. I want to talk to us today. My God, I give you the glory. Shout with me today. I'm breaking out of despair. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way. I'm breaking out of depression. Somebody shout with me today. Yes, Holy Spirit. Say it again. Come on. I want you to say it again. Because many of God's people are walking around in depression and despair. I'm breaking out of despair. I'm breaking out of depression. I'm breaking out of, yes, Holy Spirit. I'm breaking out of poverty. Somebody say glory to God. I'm breaking out of poverty. I'm breaking out of the sickness over my body in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare it over yourself. Declare it over the Moshiach, over your family. Declare it, glory to God. I'm breaking out of darkness. I'm coming out of this place. God is wiping my eyes clean. God is opening up my eyes. God is opening up my ears in the name of Jesus. So I'm telling you today, you're coming out of despair. You're coming out of depression. You're coming out of poverty. You're coming out of sickness. You're coming out of that darkness, that dark place that the enemy want to put you in. I pull you out in the name of Jesus, and I ask God to give you restoration today in the name of Jesus. How bad do you want it today? My God, I give you glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank the Lord today. Oh, we thank God today that we're coming out because we're so close to the miracle. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody shout with me today. My God, I give you glory. Oh, the miracle is so close you can touch it. Oh, my God, I hear the Holy Ghost this morning, y'all. No more despair. No more. more poverty, no more sickness over this body. In the name of Jesus, yes, God. And I'm coming out of darkness. I'm coming into the marvelous light. Because, God, you said if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light shall shine up in its way in the name of Jesus. I bless you, Father. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. We're out of time, y'all. We're out of time. I got to bring it in now. My God, I give you the glory, God. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Give God the glory. Give God. Give it all. I give God the glory. I give God the glory. I want to thank you. Amen. Praise God for coming on to Mount Carmel International MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for all of you today. Praise God. I just want to say this. Amen. This is Pastor. This is Pastor's Appreciation Month. Hear me in the Holy Ghost, y'all. This is Pastor's Appreciation Month. Once a year is set aside in October to appreciate your leader, your pastor. So I'm today want to take time. I don't know who's on my line. Amen. That's a pastor today. But I just want to say, praise God. God bless you. I honor the anointing upon your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know what it is to stand in the stead and pastor God's people. Okay? Amen. So today, happy Pastor Day to Pastor Waters. Happy Pastor Day to Pastor Willem A. Burgess. Oh, come on, shut up. Happy Pastor Day to Elder Johnny Burgess. Come on, somebody. This is Pastor Appreciation Month. Pastor Matthew McNeil, happy Pastor Month to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God because I was talking to the Lord. Amen. I'm getting ready to close. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thought that when I took my date to pastor, but the Lord said, no, you've been pastoring since 2005. You didn't know you was pastoring all that long time because you didn't have the paper. But you got the paper in 2010. So I want to say to all the pastors, happy Pastoral Month in the name of Jesus. May God grace you. May the anointing overtake you. May you be revived to push on for the Lord. And may you stand strong in God. And most of all, continue to save the souls of God's people. That is our commission. Keep pushing on. We stood before God and we took an oath that we will do the work. So I want to say, do the work of the ministry to the people of God. Amen. I'm going to pray now, y'all. Happy Pastor Month, y'all. I'm going to keep on saying it because everybody don't understand. It takes a lot to be a pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Sick and stay, kneel and pray. That's what I can give you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come and I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. I ask that you continue to bless each and every one on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move by your mighty power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you have thy own way, Father. Move by your Holy Ghost power. Move by your power. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to bless your people. God, continue to move in their lives, Lord God. God, give them miracles. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Even on this week, God, give them a supernatural miracle, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your mighty power, God. Move by your power, God. Move by your power in each home that's represented here today. Move in their lives, God, like never before. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And if you need to get a hold of me for the ministry, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can call me 302-883-9799, and I can show you how to bless Mount Carmel International Church. Now we can push on. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart, and our soul says amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy Sunday, and I have a song for you. Have a blessed and wonderful day.
Somebody up here tonight, the door is getting ready to elevate you. They called you qualified. You want to open up your mouth and you're not qualified.
Your mouth.